We need to talk to Marge Sipla. We want to talk to Marge Sipla for a few minutes, the chronicler, cataloger, and categorizer of our speed jokes. Hey, Marge, how are you today?
Good morning, John. Happy July 1st. Wow.
Yes. I'm so glad you're paying attention to this, Marge, because it kind of escaped me. Somebody sent me a message over the weekend, and they said, hey, June, I want my money back. It was, I guess, for some people, a little too hot. June slipped right by, and so we need to figure out what the joke of the month was. Marge, how many did you say were, how many favorites did you select for us to choose from?
Well, I started out, reading over the whole file, and I came up with like 10, and then I kind of whittled it down to 3.
Okay, so we've got 3 here, and you sent them to producer Pete and I over the weekend. Is the joke of the month, bunch of chess pieces are in a van going down the road. I remember this one. The knight piece is driving erratically. Cop pulls him over and says, step outside, walk a straight line. The knight's like, uh-oh. That's number one. Marge, God bless you. That's kind of a clever visual joke, but I do think it works, right?
Yeah, isn't it? Yeah, you got to see the visual on that one.
Number two, my friend lives on the top of a bank. His assets over $10 million. And number three, my three favorite things in life are eating my cats and using commas. My three favorite things in life are eating my cats. Shouldn't it be a not using commas, Marge?
I don't know. You were the one who told the joke.
Is that the way I said it? I'll have to let me think about that joke, guys. Should it be my three favorite things in life are eating my cats and not using commas or using commas?
I guess you can do it either way.
Either way, it's the missing comma that's the punchline. Marge, which one, Steve, which one of those do you like the best, would you say?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I think I'll go with the missing commas.
I think I go with the chess pieces. Bobby, are you playing or are you busy in the newsroom over there? Maybe he's not ready to chime in. How about Dave Bennett?
What was the other one? I got the chess, commas.
My friend lives on a bank. His assets over $10 million.
Yeah, I like that one.
That's not bad. We're kind of divided on this. Well, that's okay. We don't have to make up our minds right now. Do we? Let's see, because we're all kind of split on this one here. Pete, are you going to chime in on this? Which of these three would you say is the joke of the month? He goes with the knight. Cop pulls him over. The knight's like, uh-oh, I can't walk a straight line. I'm a knight. All right, I'm going to circle that. How's life been in LaGrange, Marge?
Oh, we're good. I love this weather, John. I just love this weather we've had yesterday and today.
Well, breezy and cool on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Saturday was plenty hot, though, wasn't it? But, yeah, we've been blessed coming out of June and going into July now, haven't we?
Yes, we have. And you know what? It's going to be a little warm. We're going to have some warm days, some cool days. You know, that's the weather.
That's kind of words to live by. All right, Marge Sipla. Always good to hear your voice. Chime in anytime. Thank you for sending the jokes and keep them coming, Marge.
You're welcome. This, like I said, I love doing this. It keeps me going and keeps me laughing. So thank you for doing this.
And then we'll have 4 wild cards at the end of the year. So we'll keep that in mind as well.
I already got a wild card for you. I already got one ready.
Is it what's your wild card, Marge?
I didn't make one of the lists, but for some reason I didn't put it on. It was that Louisiana state trooper joke.
What was that? The Louisiana,
there was a young woman speeding down the road and, the Louisiana state trooper pulls her over and I don't have it in front of me. It's a longer one, but I'll send it to you, Jen. It's really something. I really like that one.
Okay, good enough. I thought you were going to go with McDonald's in Louise. There's a 10 condiments joke out
that
there
was
somewhere.
Good. Yeah, that was good. That one made my original 10 list for for when I was going over for this month. But it's so hard to just pin it down to just a few.
Well, that's why we ask you to do the hard work for us. All right, Marge, I will talk to you the first of next month.
All right. Have a great month, John. See you then. Talk then.
Marge Sipla is the muse of and chronicler of speed jokes. Speaking of which, 10:42, here we go. Jokes have come in from Chris in Sandwich and Marvin Sowers in Decatur and Jenny Wilson Bonatti of Arlington Heights and Amy Anderson drinking tea out of my coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug on the shores of beautiful Green Lake in Spicer, Minnesota. We got a joke from Mike Makowski in Amsterdam and Steve and Diane Paul, who write, the Bailey's is calling and I'll just get a funnel since the mug is unavailable. Haley Arguelles and Carrie sent us a joke. Mike Birrell in Bolingbrook did. Southside Limey in Oak Forest and Brian Pennikoff in Gurnee. Larry Duransky in Chicago and still hoping to win a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. Was that you, Larry? You don't have one yet, huh? Hey, John, I'm John Williams and producer Pete. Here is my humble offering for this new week. And then he sent us another joke. Hey, Dave, what time do the gates open up at Wimbledon this year?
10-ish.
I upgraded my car to run on herbs, which means I'm now capable of time travel. My teacher told me I'd be no good at poetry due to my dyslexia, but so far I've made 3 jugs and a vase, so what does he know? My boss told me to have a good day, so I went home.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray a visitor from outer space, and John Williams will star in a silent role as the Earthling meeting with the alien.
Greetings from the planet IKEA. We come in pieces.
Put them together, ladies and gentlemen.
Nailed it.
You could just see the green in his face and the antennas. Mm-hmm. Hey, if you thought the debate was bad, guys, wait until you see the swimsuit competition. This just in, man survives grizzly bear attack with just a .22 handgun. The friend he shot in the knee, not so lucky. Hey, Dave, people who think you get boring as you age have clearly never experienced the thrill of seeing 2 hummingbirds in the feeder at the same time. I used to eat way too much salt, but now I'm cured.
Hey, John, you've heard of Vincent Van Gogh, right?
Oh, sure. In fact, I know the whole Van Gogh family tree, Dave.
You know his dizzy aunt?
That would be Vertigo.
The brother who ate prunes?
Gotta go.
His magician uncle?
Where did he?
The nephew who drove stagecoach?
Well, that would be Wells Fargo.
The ballroom dancing aunt?
That would be Tang.
The bouncy baby nephew? The bouncy baby nephew?
Wait for it. Poe. Thank you.
And
finally,
his niece who drives an RV.
That would be Winnie Bay.